Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lincoln. Did you request the fraud department?
Yes. I have gotten several charges for you for several months, and it's not me. I'm not ordering anything, and so I need them returned to my account. And they said, well, you have to get your local authorities. I'll be happy to call the police here, but this is not me. And so anything that comes up with my name or address is not me.
Okay, let me get it pulled up. What's your zip code?
84109.
First and last name?
Sandra Rowland, Rowland.
One, thank you. All right, and verify your address for security purposes.
2291 Scenic Drive, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84109.
Thank you. So I have an account pulled up here that has been canceled for a, looks like it was a Focus watch and some Focus pods and a warranty. And you're saying that you didn't sign up for that, correct?
Absolutely not, but I got a charge yesterday.
How much was it? What's the date?
$69.97.
All right, April 26th. Yeah, it looks like they've already refunded that for you.
No, this the one I was just talking to said it, because there's no money in that account on purpose, that it didn't go through, but it's still pending.
All right, the last, okay, they tried to bill you for $64.97. That was declined. $64.97 was a decline. Now the $69.97 did go through, but you've been refunded, so you have to give that 3 to 5 business days to go back into your account.
Well, that's been
they've already,
than
yeah,
that.
They've. Well, it's the 26th. Today is today's date is what, the 26th
it's
or the 27th?
But
okay,
I'm talking
so you'll
about
have to wait.
Long ago.
Oh, you're talking about for the account. Oh, okay. Well, everything here has been refunded. That's been billed from our company.
Okay,
so you'll get that refunded.
Did I get another charge yesterday?
There's no charge yesterday. That charge was declined.
You still tried to charge me. Who's trying to charge me is what I'm trying to find out, because it's not me.
Okay, whoever fraudulently got your information, they signed up with our company, so we don't know it's not you, so they bill you for these products that they signed up for. So that's why they kept trying to bill you, but they were declined.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I never got it. So is there a way to somehow take my number, block it, so nobody
can
use my name?
No, we'll cancel out your account. Yeah, we'll cancel this out. That will block them from trying to bill things under your name again. Let me make sure that's the cancel for you. Give me one second, okay?
That's what I just need to know. Thanks.
You're welcome. Yeah, so we'll make sure it's canceled. Like I said, you've already been refunded, so give that 3 to 5 business days. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so we made sure you were canceled. Like I said, you'll be refunded within 3 to 5 business days, and that's it with us. If you have any other charges, you probably just need to contact your bank or credit card company about that.
Well, I do, and that they tell me to call you, so.
We've already handled this for you.
Okay, but obviously somebody's still trying to, since I have a recent charge.
Well, now, like I said, what charge are you referring to? Because the last charge,
well,
two
declined. But I'm just saying there's still somebody trying
okay.
to.
Well, okay, after today, yeah, they won't be trying. It was declined, so we made sure you were canceled. So you don't have anything to worry about.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to make sure again, because I don't have money to spend on that. So anyway, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.